It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We're all professionals here.
You need professional help, son.
One professional helping another professional.
Professional? Completely professional, huh?
The notions of a professional team.
He's a professional.
You're a professional.
We're supposed to be professionals.
You're a professional basket case.
You're here to do a job.
Start acting like professionals.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, March 26th, and the professionals are in the house. JP, Lauren, Husker, Nick. We try to be, but then fart noises happen or...
I think
jokes.
That's no. What makes us professional.
No, we are professionals because
job.
We get paid to be here. That is literally the only measure of being a professional.
Really? There you go.
Yes.
All right.
So we can do whatever we want.
Hey, we're the pros.
Boom. Exactly.
We'll take that.
They pay us to be here even if we make fart jokes.
Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I went up and had all the baseball yesterday, which was crazy. My son had his baseball game, and then I scuttled up to Werder Park for the Kansas City Royals Omaha Storm Chasers exhibition game and
cool.
Hung out That's with fun. A bunch of our listeners, which was kind of fun.
The weather turned out beautiful yesterday.
It was like 49 in like the seventh inning, which
but
wasn't terrible.
The sun came out.
It wasn't supposed to be sun yesterday.
That park is cool.
It's ballpark. It's a little bit smaller than Haymarket Park.
Did they get the flames going and everything?
Yep. Oh, nice. Yeah. It's part of the tradition out there now.
Oh, it's a cool park, man. They do a nice job.
They even introduced a new mascot, which was interesting. I'll have to show you the picture.
He's no longer like a big tornado.
They still have the tornado, but they added he's got like a friend now.
Okay.
It's a girl. And
all
she
right,
wears
cool.
a skirt and she's.
The tornado has a girlfriend?
Yeah. What is it? Tsunami. That's what it was.
Tsunami.
Tsunami is
nice.
His new friend.
Okay.
So is it a wave?
Just a big wave.
Her hair looks like a wave.
Okay.
She kind of looks like an alien. There's an alien cartoon that came out a while back.
That's a super interesting mascot for a team located directly in the middle of our country. I'm not going to lie. Right. Like, hey, like Tsunami, I get it with the Sue thing, but yeah. And it's a girl, but that's an interesting mascot.
So she's got on a...
Of the things we have to worry about here... Tsunamis are not high up on the list.
They're not there. But her outfit kind of looks like the League of Their Own baseball uniform.
Okay. Oh, nice. Throw back to
cool.
like the old jerseys. That's
yeah.
cool, man.
She's nice.
That's
little,
fun.
Nice little mascot walking around saying hi to the kids.
Cool.
A wave of blue hair.
More, more
really
mascots you can get.
I'll get you a picture.
Okay.
So you can see it.
More mascots, the better.
Yeah, and we'll be up there quite a bit, actually, because our Omaha friends keep inviting us up to hang out at the Storm Chaser games this season.
Awesome.
In like 2 weeks, they start their baseball season, which will be fun. But yeah, so that was my night. Do anything special?
Not really, other than, I don't know, I'm not over being super happy every time the sun comes out and it's not cold. I'm hoping to extend my appreciation of the not sucky weather
right.
for as long as possible. I mean, let's be real. It won't be long till we're really complaining because it's too hot. But
that's just the natural feel of the whole
but
thing.
But we had such a long winter.
Yeah.
It was such a long winter.
It's going to be 70 tomorrow?
Yeah, 74.
Oh, even
yeah. It's there's some golf in my future tomorrow.
You think?
I mean, I don't think. I freaking
pretty,
know.
It's gonna be pretty windy.
That's fine.
But sunny.
Yeah,
it'll be gorgeous out.
You hit the ball the right way, you'll be able to deal with the wind.
There you go. I guess it depends. It could help you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can line it up so that you're going against
the. Yeah, the things that I'll be doing and worrying about, golfing will be the last of it. Uh-huh. Like I go hang out with friends. It's like fishing. I'm going there to hang out with friends and drink beer.
Right.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
But it's an excuse to go enjoy the weather and drive around in a golf cart.
And good walks.
Hit golf balls.
That's usually what golfing is, right?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Only the people who are actually good care, which is a minority, a very small group of people.
I've got a group of friends that do league golf.
Yeah, it's fun.
And there's some people that are super competitive that are playing against them, and then they could give two craps. And they're drinking and have a good time, and they're getting a little rowdy on the carts, and then they get yelled at, and they're like, I paid my money. I'm not doing anything wrong.
It's like anything in this world. Like our slow pitch softball team that we have in town. We play some teams that take it so freaking serious, and we like to win, but we also penalize each other for hustling or sliding or taking a walk. Like, whatever it could be, you have to buy beer if you do those things. And we're there 2 hours early, and then we always close out wait till the lights go down is when we leave.
Yeah.
Whereas other teams get there, and they're all, like, stretching, warming up, doing wind sprints and stuff. Nah.
That sounds like a perfect spring evening.
No.
Well, we finally hit the good weather, so enjoy it for a couple days here.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
We get back to giving you free money, $1,000 or concert tickets. Cash in concerts continues in minutes.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
to amazing discoveries.
Once again, somebody's come up with something that, oh, man, if I only had thought about this first.
Right.
I'd be a millionaire. So just in time for Easter, Amazon has a new favorite treat.
Mm-hmm.
It is fruit punch flavored pink cotton candy.
Oh, nice. That'd be good. My son loves cotton candy. He's all about that stuff.
For only $8.95, you can buy a bag of bunny farts.
Yeah! That does. That's what I pictured those things probably look like.
Little stinker bunny farts.
$8.95. P.S. Can you imagine what the markup on that is?
Oh, God.
Like, it costs almost nothing. It's just sugar.
When I worked at the movie theater, I want to say it was 27 cents per bag of...
is what it actually cost you.
Yeah, is what it was for cotton candy.
So $9 for 3 ounces of bunny farts.
Nice!
That's all you're
You gotta post the photo of what it looks like, because the way that they did it, because if you picture like cotton candy with the little cone, you know, that you have, so they essentially turned that cone and slid it about 4 inches into a rabbit's keister, and then you got the cotton candy at the end of the cone.
That does look like a little puff coming out of it.
The rabbit looks way happier than I would be if I was in that situation, I'll tell you that right now.
I don't know. I mean, that he probably feels quite relieved.
It's like one of those deals where when we were at, for Carter, we were having our baby shower, and I was leaving, and they rolled out the old diaper with the melted, you know, peanuts and chocolate in the diaper, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, that just definitely ruined, like, Snickers bars for the rest of my life, because that's pretty gross.
Yeah.
That is good.
Now, this company also names other things farts. They sell unicorn farts, dinosaur farts, and reindeer farts.
Yeah.
And they donate 10% to specific charities.
Okay,
now,
well, that makes
sense. Here's the thing. By calling candies farts, like candies that already existed, this company has given $130,000 recently to charity.
Awesome.
Why didn't I think of this?
Right.
Does this make you angry? Like, man, you take something that already exists and call it a silly name.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's going to buy it.
And people will buy it because ha 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 farts. $9 for about 12 cents worth of sugar.
I remember it was last year Carter wanted to get this thing. It was like a crime scene kit for Halloween. And it was like flavored waters, but the waters that they were flavored was blood, urine, and saliva.
Oh, my God.
Wow, and you're drinking those?
And nice. You're like, what? Because that's what you'd gather at a crime scene.
And you drank them?
Yeah. Luckily,
were they just super salty?
Luckily, there was no semen, because that would have been pretty gross. Because you collect that at a crime scene. I was worried that that'd be in there.
All the bodily fluids.
I remember Serena had a Barbie doll that came with a dog, and it would poop. You put these little pellets in, like it looks like little food for the dog, and then you put it in, you lift the tail for the dog, and it would just poop out the pellet, and you just kept doing it over and over again.
I thought like it was a little candy dispenser.
No, it just was a wonderful display of how a dog poops.
There was one time, it was like back in the 90s, I remember seeing one, it was called Zit Poppers.
Zit Poppers?
And they were little gummies that you would squeeze.
Ew, oh, like Gushers, but if you call them Zit Poppers, now it's Zits.
But there's a whole TV show and all these people
Pimple
love
Popper.
It.
Yeah, Dr. Pimple Popper is a thing.
That's really disgusting.
It is gross, but so, that was something.
I feel like we've given somebody a business idea here in the last 3 or 4 minutes. Like,
hopefully
just give something
good.
A disgusting name.
People will buy it.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
More from that very cool collaboration album from Brooks and Dunn. And more from Lauren as well with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. That's coming up in about 8 minutes.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Well, the ACMs have started a tradition of announcing early winners in the three new artist categories.
Cool.
Last year, they had Reba McEntire call the three new artist winners. This year, it was Carrie Underwood. Luke Combs was making breakfast when he got the call about being named new male artist. He posted a clip and captioned it, "Got some pretty awesome news while I was making my toaster strudel. This is a dream come true, and I am so thankful for all of you."
That sentence, I'm pretty sure, just is a random, normal sentence for Luke
while
Combs.
While I was making my toaster strudel. Yep. Yeah. Ashley McBride was named new female artist, and she was, quote, full redneck when the call came. She is in front of a barn holding a red Solo cup and had to tell some people in a truck to turn the radio down so she could talk to Carrie Underwood. Here's
yeah.
that.
Hey, guys, can you turn the radio down, please? Hi, yeah, it is.
Hi, this is Carrie Underwood.
Hi.
And I wish I was there to deliver this news to you in person. You, Miss, are the ACM New Female Artist of the Year.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding.
Holy sh**.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Oh, my hands are shaking.
I will see you there.
Okay, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Oh, I will now. You too.
Oh my god.
That elicits three holy S's.
And then the yeah you heard was she just chucked her red Solo cup and whatever was in it.
That so that's so cool.
Ashley McBride. And then Lanco was on a stage somewhere, and they seemed pretty surprised when they got their call to be named New Duo or Group of the Year. You can see the videos of all the winners getting their calls on the Kix Facebook page, and all three winners will perform on the show, plus each one has a chance for another trophy. Luke is up for Male Artist of the Year, Ashley is nominated for Female Artist of the Year, and Lanco is up for Group of the Year. See how that works?
Yeah.
The ACMs are April 7th. Well, Tim McGraw is now an author, and a pretty fancy one at that. He worked with Pulitzer Prize-winning historian John Meacham, and John Meacham is a really well-known presidential historian, has written a lot of books that you've probably seen. And they wrote a book together about the music that shaped America. It's called Songs of America, Patriotism, Protest, and the Music That Made a Nation. And that will be out June 11th. So fancy author, Tim McGraw. Finally, Brooks and Dunn have released another collaboration from their reboot album. Brett Young joins them on a remake of Ain't Nothin' About You. I guess since it's three dudes singing it together, they decided to change the lyrics from Nothin' About You to Nothin' About Her, which you will hear right now.
The way she loves with all she has, there ain't nothing about her. Don't do something for me. Her kiss, the way she cries, moves when she walks by. There ain't nothing about her.
I'm so excited about this album. Something for me. Ah,
all
so
of the
good. Every
great.
Single one of them.
Mm-hmm. Reboot will be out April 5th. So that's how long you have to wait for the whole thing.
Okay.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We like to tell you about what people do that's good. And if you've got a good thing, let us know. You or someone you know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Good things are up next.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
If you've got a good thing, let us know about it. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Just direct message us with the title Good Thing. We'll add it to our growing list of people doing good and celebrating that. We start with Lauren.
Okay, my good thing is the Global Teacher of the Year, which is something they've started doing over the last several years. 10,000 teachers from all over the world are nominated, and then one is named the Global Teacher of the Year. Hugh Jackman hosted the ceremony in Dubai.
Nice.
But this teacher, his name is Peter Tabichi, and he is from Kenya. He teaches in a remote Kenyan village. It is a very, very poor district, and yet he has sent multiple kids to like engineering school. He's a science teacher and has sent multiple kids to engineering schools all over the world and puts most of what he earns into helping his students who are also very, very poor. He won $1 million.
Nice.
That is the prize for being the Global Teacher of the Year. And he is going to put it all back into his school so that they can have real internet access.
That's cool.
So it's really pretty
neat.
Amazing.
The photos are really neat on some of the different stories about that one, too. Yeah. Like with him around his kids and stuff.
That's fun. Husker Nick, your good thing.
So my good thing, first of all, is I love you guys because I woke up this morning and I had like 20-some notifications. One, because on Twitter. One, because people are for some reason retweeting the Husker Bay thing. I don't know. That got viral again yesterday.
All of a sudden that popped up again. I'm like,
well, a couple players found it and retweeted it. And then some radio stations that I guess locally didn't know we did that started using the photos I was putting out and all that stuff. But so that's neat. But also, like, over 20 of you guys tweeted me and said, heads up, Nick. And it's Busch Light is doing a thing where they want to sponsor your softball team. They're picking 10 teams nationwide. And you get a $5,000 signing bonus plus $10,000 if you win your league. So there's incentive there. Also, custom jerseys, a local ad campaign, Busch Light for the season. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
And you just send in like your team name and your sponsor, and you put in sponsored by Busch Light in contest. And all these people were tweeting me saying, Nick, you got to get on this because I'm kind of known in town, whether this is good or bad, as the guy that if you go down to down by Holmes Lake, you could pretty much find me every single it'll be Monday this year with the Power League, but you can find me every Monday for about 2 hours sitting there with my team, and we're enjoying some beverages and fishing usually, and then we go play our game, and then we enjoy beverages and fish some more, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So I'm hoping the photos that I sent them of us sitting there with cases of Busch Light will help win that thing. God, that'd be cool. I'd wear that jersey every day.
Dang right.
Most every day.
You have to wash it at least one day.
Yeah, probably.
My good thing is the continued support that people are giving to our neighbors here in Nebraska that are dealing with the flood relief. And another one of them is Farrell's across the street from Farrell's at Pioneers is Fleet Feet, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And Fleet Feet is collecting shoes and taking short orders for the week. And they're partnering with the Salvation Army to send as many shoes as possible
nice.
To the flood victims in Nebraska. So what they're doing shoes, gently used or maybe even new if you got them, shoes. But new socks as well.
Nice.
To go with the Salvation Army. And they're going to donate that to the folks who need them to continue to
That's
do
cool.
what we can to help out to keep Nebraska strong. So if you'd like
they
to
do a lot people. Of good stuff down there.
Yeah, they so are. They're really good people over there.
You get a chance to do that. Check it out. Fleet Feet Nebraska on Facebook.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Ah, the age differentials are changing. And the window is getting really small to being not an adult, an adult. We'll talk more about that coming up.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine?
We're all getting older, but apparently new study that's finding out exactly when that happens, that you become your parents.
Mm-hmm. And it's earlier than one would think.
Is that something we all do? Like, does everybody just become their parents, whether they like it or not?
In aspects of it, yeah. I think there's like a couple different traits for sure.
Do
but
you look
like,
in the mirror and see your parents sometimes?
Oh, God, yeah.
Of yeah, like I see my dad. And like the way he is, the way Gordy is, I kind of become Gordy in ways.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way he handles things. But a new study is out there that researchers found that the average woman starts turning into their mother at the age of 33.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that's this year for Jess. Oh, man.
And the average man starts turning his father at 34.
That's true.
Yeah, this is 100% true. I also love this, coupled with the study we had not long ago, that you're not truly an adult till you're 30. So you get a good 3 years of
yeah,
being
and that's it?
You as an adult.
Wow.
Before you're just your parents.
That sucks.
No, right?
That's wow. That's just not even fun.
For women, they say the biggest signs they are turning into their parents, they start acting more maternal, taking up hobbies like knitting, using cliches and expressions that their moms use, and even starting to look like them. For men, are they start balding and gaining weight, turning off lights in empty rooms, dressing more conservatively, and taking on their father's political opinions.
Oh, I get so upset about the lights in empty rooms.
Do you really? Yeah. I don't remember a time
like,
I didn't.
Luckily, I'm not there. I walk by these, like, the production studio lights on two doors down. I'm like, why is that light even on?
Yeah,
there's no reason for that light to be on right now.
People in this building are weird, and they all like to be in the dark constantly. I think you've just, like, fallen into
Well, no, because, I mean, like...
Doesn't everybody wander around their house, like, who leaves these on? Who pays for this? Who do we think pays for these lights?
I'll bark at the kids. Who was in the kitchen last?
Yeah.
Shut off the light. It's not rocket science. Go shut off the light.
You can't just leave the windows open. What am I trying to heat all of Lincoln?
Man. Yeah.
Oh, man. So you're just turning a little bit older, turning into your parents. Like I mentioned with my dad, for me, it's all about, for him, he's really good about, we can go anywhere and he's going to run into somebody he knows.
Oh,
like,
that's 100%
Gordy, Gordy knows everybody. And Gordy could go to freaking Utah and run into somebody like, hey,
Steve!
Gordy, what's going on? I literally have to leave the country for someone to not recognize like me when it comes to like just whatever. So it's like that's kind of the thing that my dad has.
Every year, 100%, I am a little, actually both my parents, more my mom. I look more and more like my mom every passing year. But then all the, and I have picked up her weird cleaning habits. Like my mom came to my house a few years ago and she scrubbed out the bottoms of my trash cans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I find myself doing things like that. But then just like how my dad interacts with people, I watch him now and I'm like, oh my God, how long have I been doing that? Every single year, it's more of both of them.
So for fun.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. What do you find yourself doing that your parents do or did? 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. You're just turning into your parents. Mm-hmm. What is those defining factors of that for you? You can let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, 466-9696. We'll hook you up with
KZKX, Seward Lincoln. KX96.9, Cash in Concerts. A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
All right, we just got done with Shoot. Your word for this hour is straight. Not George Strait, but like
driving straight. Right, S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T.
Mm-hmm. Put the word straight in our website at kzkx.com for $1,000 or a chance to see the Brothers Osborne or Osborne, depends on how you say it, live on the streets of Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Every morning.
It wakes me up.
Oh, yeah.
Gets me in a good mood.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So a new study has found out that apparently we get old and turn into our parents. A woman, it's the average of about age 33. For the man, it's 34.
That is when you become your parents.
We wanted to know from you at 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, what do you find yourself doing that your parents do or did? And we'll get you in for free my bull riding tickets. Hi, Kix.
Hi.
Hi.
My mom's listening to the show, so good morning, Mom. when I lived on my own, it was really hard for me to clean my apartment if I wasn't listening to 80s music on Saturday mornings. And that was what we did growing up, was jam out to like Whitney Houston and music like that growing up on Saturday mornings. And you knew when Mom was playing that music, it was time to clean.
Mom's serious. She's busting out the Whitney Houston.
Right. So you tried to sleep in as long as you could.
That's pretty funny. 466.
I don't hear it.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter to join the conversation. What do you find yourself doing that your parents do or did? We'll get more of your calls. Dan and Shay, 12 in a row, Kix 96.9. What do you find yourself doing that your parents do or did? You can let us know as well on Facebook or Twitter. KX969.
Facebook, Trista says, my dad talks to cashiers like he knows them and tells awful jokes that he will laugh at, and the cashier is obviously politely acknowledging. As a teen, I hated this so much. It was super embarrassing. Guess who does it all the time now?
Hi, Kix.
So growing up, my dad always made the dry sense of humor dad jokes, and nobody ever thought it was funny, and he would always get kind of irritated when nobody would laugh. Well, now my fiance and I are living together, and I do the same thing, and I get irritated when nobody laughs.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a real thing.
And how old are you?
I'm only 25, and I just want it to stop. I don't know how to stop.
Oh, no, it gets worse, buddy.
And you said you don't even have kids, do you?
No.
You're 25 and don't have kids.
No, it gets way worse. Don't worry.
I just wanted to stop.
When we drive down the street, if someone's like in their front yard, doesn't matter where we're at. I could be in Timbuktu, some other state.
Right.
As I'm driving down the street, I always honk the horn and wave. And my wife gets so mad. And she'll be like, just because your dad does it doesn't mean you have to do it. And I'm like, I didn't know. I just did that.
It just happened.
I don't know what's happening. And then my dad has this wrinkle down the middle of his, right between his eyes, that I always tell him it's his second butt.
Yeah.
Because that's what it looks like. It's two butt cheeks with a butt crack. And I told him, I told Jess, I said, oh man, that thing's coming. I know it is. Eventually it's going to be there, and it's just what's going to happen.
You can let us know, Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969. What do you find yourself doing that your parents do or did? And more of your calls coming up. Now it's Dustin Lynch, JP Lauren Husker Nick. It's Kix.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Why are you so old?
It's a good question. You're turning into your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know from you on Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969, for your chance to join us at the Fremont Bull Riding Classic coming up April 5th and 6th. Those moments you turn into your parents. Good morning.
So we were out eating dinner at Village Inn one night, and my mom and my son were sitting on one side of the table, and then my dad and I were sitting on the other. And my son started acting out, and all of a sudden my mom goes, wait, I need a picture. And she took a picture, and my dad and I had the exact same scowl on our face at my son that was acting out on the other side of the table. It was hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
You've got your dad's knock that off face.
When your kids act up. Hi, Kix. Good morning. What's yours?
You know when you're driving in a car and you come up to a stoplight or someone pulls out in front of you and you slam on your brakes, you put your hand across the person in the passenger seat?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do that with friends, too.
There nice. Is an age you start doing that regardless of whether you have children. Like, I always thought it was a thing you did when you became a parent. But nope. I think you don't have to have children. There is, I don't know, if it's late 20s, early 30s, you start putting your hand. There doesn't even always have to be someone else in the car.
You just naturally
no,
do it.
Yeah. It's just kind of like an automatic thing now.
You're just being careful.
Yeah.
Taking care of everybody.
Nothing if there's no one there. Your arm just flies out.
Just like,
mm-hmm.
Hi, Kix.
Well, I'd be turning more and more look like my dad. Yep. I've had people actually call me by my dad's name, and I've also been told that discipline like him, too. More of a hard butt, more than anything, and the certain words I say, and then I get the facial expressions and everything, and my mom's even told me, I said, you look like your dad. I'm like,
your mom said that?
Mom, I shouldn't look like my dad, because that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's a little awkward and creepy, too.
No.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Poor guy is 34. He's the exact age.
Why is that creepy?
Why would it be creepy to look like your
parents? I'm confused. Why is that creepy?
Well, because...
Because theoretically, at one point, your mother was attracted to your father?
To the 34-year-old
version
of your dad.
I mean, like, you're going to look like your parents.
Right.
Like, most everybody I know looks just like whatever mom or dad they have.
He said it. I just was following up.
I think you were just
heartily agreed.
Yeah, I think you were just not listening and doing the JP thing, and you were like, yeah, definitely.
That's not just
get it. Kix.
Hardy agreed.
For anybody that can remember, even now, will say, I am sorry for everything.
Your mom.
It doesn't matter if it had anything to do with her or not. She apologizes constantly. And guess who it rubbed off on?
You.
No.
Yep, I apologize for everything. If I don't know what to say in a situation, my automatic go-to is, I'm sorry.
And then if I find myself apologizing for apologizing then.
Right, exactly. And then everybody, like, so my best friends are like, just stop. And I'm like, I wish I could just stop. And it just happens. I'm like, I don't know how to make it stop. I have tried.
You get in that cycle and just saying it over and over again.
Mm-hmm. You're doing it again. You're apologizing. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for saying
not
sorry. You can let us know the ways you're turning into your parents on Facebook or Twitter at KX969 for your chance to join us. The Fremont Bull Riding Classic with Ned Ledoux and some bull riding as well, April 5th and 6th.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on KIX 96.9.
Well, we did so well with Make It Right yesterday. We might as well see what we can do for a Denim or Dump 'Em. We'll talk to Chris next.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with their uniform-free toppings and amped-up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all of the flavors, the tasty treats there, and the daily specials at Hertz Donut, 9th and P. Downtown, get there like now. And we do our best to give you a chance to win your way to Hertz Donut with a $25 gift card if you can figure out what went wrong on the dates. So you can do that coming up on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and in GIF form, you'll have a chance to win that. Chris matched up with Brittany for a date, and would like a second date because, no, she's not getting back to him, and so therefore that's where we step in with Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so tell us, how did you meet Brittany? Tell us about the date. Give us all your background here.
Well, I met Brittany on Match.
Okay.
So, you know, I would think that we're a good match already off the bat.
Yeah, well, if we've learned anything here, it's that just matching on Match does not necessarily mean you will match in life.
Right.
But...
Well,
you need to start adding that to their commercials.
Right. Yes.
Like, well, we are called Match.com. We don't pretend like we're going to actually match
right.
you with people.
Is there a little asterisk at the bottom of the
You may or may not actually match with this person.
That's a good point.
Okay.
All right. So so you guys met on
sorry,
Match.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, we met on Match. We decided to meet up at Rail Yard. You know, I thought, okay, if we're in Rail Yard, we can do some bar hopping, you know, hang out.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be anything too serious.
Right.
And one of the bars that we ended up staying at was actually having a bracket contest going on. Now, I'm, like, really into college basketball. It's, like, my favorite sport. Like, all the professional stuff, whatever, they're all playing for big money. Yes. You guys are just, you know, playing their hearts out.
Okay, good.
So we stayed. We filled out some of the brackets. She was cool staying. So I'm like, all right, I'm already liking her style. Everything I thought was going good. Kind of going my way because, you know, I wanted to stick around and do all that stuff.
Okay.
And it was cool with staying.
Yeah.
We filled out some tickets. We laughed. We drank. And, you know, at the end of the night, I got her an Uber and I sent her home. I don't remember if we kissed before she got in the car, but
okay.
Like I said, you know, I had quite a few drinks.
Oh, okay. Not that it was just that unmemorable.
Right. No, it's just that.
We might have kissed.
They had a lot of beverages.
I don't know what happened.
Well, just the fact that you don't remember the end of the date opens up a wide possibility of things that could have happened because you don't know.
Oh, you didn't pick Duke to win, did you? Because that would ruin everything. That's okay.
Just that little bit, but I know that we had a lot of fun.
Okay.
There's always the possibility. Do you think she had as much to drink as you had to drink? Because if you had way more than she did, she was not nearly as drunk as you. That could be
annoying drunk.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing like bonk heads? Maybe that could have happened. Bonk.
She probably didn't drink as much as me. I was kind of putting her back, but I'm usually a fun guy.
Like a mushroom? I'm a fun guy? That's going to be my guess then.
Yeah.
That if you were that drunk and she was not, you were probably annoying.
And so you've tried getting a hold of her and she's just not getting back to you?
Yeah, I've called her quite a few times. I haven't heard anything back.
Doesn't sound less annoying.
She's ghosting me, but...
You weren't.
I remember having so much fun.
Yeah, you didn't root for Iowa, did you? Because that would ruin everything right away.
Another good guess.
Yeah. No, I would never.
Okay, good.
I would never.
Good. I mean, I just. I just wanted to make sure.
Excuse me, sir.
He was insulted.
Right. Right.
Bring out a glove.
Because that'll ruin everything for everybody.
Yeah. All right. Well, Chris, we will call Brittany for you. Best case scenario, we get her on the phone. She says it's something just minor, and we get you guys a second date on us with dinner and a movie. Worst case, you find out what you did wrong.
All right, if I need your help.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Now, a chance for you to become a winner. Go on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Tell us what you think went on the wrong on the date and do it in GIF form. The funnier, the better. Or if you get it exactly right, you're getting a gift card to Hertz Donut on us.
I like my country in the morning.
Wake up with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.
There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dump'Em is coming up on Kicks 96.9.
It's Chris who needs our help, and he's hoping he isn't eliminated in the second round with Brittany. You can make your guesses known. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, for your chance at Hertz Donut.
Fresh 402 says, if he doesn't remember, I have a feeling it was the kiss that went bad, and there is a... GIF of a truly terrible kiss.
Like, okay. Put your guess up on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Oh, ew, that is a terrible kiss.
Just face licking.
Funny is the better because if somebody doesn't get it right, the funny one is going to get a gift card to Hertz Donut. We'll try Brittany on the phone next after Dirk Bentley.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut. You can win Hertz Donuts with your guesses on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. It's Chris who met Brittany on Match. Chatted for a while and decided to meet up at the Rail Yard, had some fun filling out some brackets, at one of the bars and enjoying some of the bracketology and all the fun there. The guest is on Twitter. Lips Gloss and Hot Sauce says he got too drunk and peed on something in public.
Mari Joe thinks he probably didn't tip.
Bobby says they got into a Tim Miles discussion. He thinks that we should give him an extension. She thinks otherwise.
Ooh, that could have done it. People are on different sides of that thing.
Juliana says he could be a sloppy drunk and too into basketball.
Okay. You can make your guess on Twitter, KX969, for your chance at Hertz Donut.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes. Is this?
Brittany, hi. It's JP, Lauren, Husker, Nick. We're the Kix Morning Show.
Really? Oh, my gosh. I listen to you guys every morning.
Yay!
Good morning.
We like
Thank
to
you.
Hear
Thank
that.
You.
How exciting.
Very
All right.
cool.
Did I win something? Did I put my name somewhere?
I mean, probably, but that's not why we're calling. And if you do, in fact, listen all the time, you'll figure out quickly why we are calling. We want to talk to you about a date you went on recently, specifically with a guy named Chris. And he tells us that you guys had a great time. He also mentioned that he had a lot to drink, which is my guess on why maybe you're not getting back to him.
Right.
But he asked us to find out why he's not getting a second date, because he thought you guys had a great time and that there was going to be a second date.
Really? He thought we had a great time, huh?
Yes, he did. Did you have less of a great time? Why are you not getting back to Chris?
Well, that whole situation with Chris was disappointing, to say the least.
Why? Okay,
oh, no.
Why?
He rooted for Iowa, didn't he? Because that would massively disappoint me. I'd have to be out of there.
Her disappointment.
Well, that does have something to do with it. Not Iowa specifically, but yeah, that whole
Even
bracket
if it
thing.
Kind of relates to Iowa. That would ruin everything. Like, I totally get where you're coming from. Screw this guy.
Oh, yeah. We're done with him. You don't even know what happened
yet. I heard enough. I heard Iowa.
Okay, wait, did you say the whole bracket thing?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, well, it started out really well. I mean, we met, and, you know, he was even more attractive than the pictures that I had seen, which, like, never happens, and so that was already off to a great start.
Right.
And we were having a good time. We went to some bars. We were drinking, and we're playing some, like, bar games and stuff like that. But the whole bracket thing was just, like, he was too intense. So have you talked to him already?
Yeah, we actually have. Yeah,
He said he had a lot of fun with you and that you were a blast. And
he said he loves college basketball and he was glad that you were into filling out brackets and all that.
Uh-huh.
I'm all into having a good time. And so, like, if that's what was going on, I was like, yeah, let's have fun or whatever. And so, like, last year when this bracket thing was going on, one of my friends had filled out a bracket based on who would win if the mascots were to be fighting each other.
Oh, kind of like Lauren.
Where did you get that idea?
That's kind of like what you do.
Clearly, I have copyright on that. I'm the only person who has ever done that. Yeah,
exactly. And I thought that was funny. And since I'm not all into college basketball, I did my bracket based on that. I thought it would be funny, and it would give us something else to talk about.
It is something to talk about, because,
yeah, most definitely.
I mean, my favorite debate was a frog versus an orange. There's a lot there. Like, does somebody throw the orange at the frog? Can the frog take a bite of an orange?
Is the frog downhill from the orange?
Exactly.
There's a lot
is
going on.
Is the orange poison? You don't know.
Yeah, the frog.
Exactly.
Like, Frogger, can the frog avoid
style.
The orange like a Frogger?
Yeah,
yeah, if there's anything like that can happen.
All right. Okay, so you decided to go that way, filling out your bracket just for fun.
Exactly. And that would give us something else to talk about throughout the game that I could actually, you know, understand.
Right.
And keep having conversation about. And Chris did not think it was funny. He was, like, all into these brackets. It's like his whole world was these brackets. It was serious business. And, like, if I was, like, intentionally making fun of the bracket system, and he just got mad that I wasn't serious enough and putting enough thought into this. What other thought could I put into it if I had
really?
No idea who the heck these people were? And I don't know. He was just way too competitive. I don't know. It was just a total turn off. I mean, who cares? It's just a dumb bracket at a bar. It's not even like money. I think you just like won a round or something.
Oh, if beer is on the line, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, free beer is
a
big deal.
If you've heard Dana Redmond before, you know that Chris is on the phone with us. So, Chris, you're a little serious about your brackets.
I can't believe that that's the reason why you're not calling me back. Like, yeah, okay, there was money. There was a round. There were gift cards. There were lots of things that were on the line,
and it's serious business. It's called bracketology. Like, it's not, they don't just give out these names to random things. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like I said, there is a point to all this. Yes. There is some science involved.
Not to mention pride points. Yeah, I'm with you. This is silly.
Is it bad that I like to win? Like,
no, it's all I do.
It's not a bad thing. I'm a little competitive.
That's good.
I mean, you could have done better and not been as competitive, and maybe you could have won me at the end of the night.
Oh.
But now you just have no gift cards and no me.
Now you have no gift cards.
Oh my God.
No me.
Wow.
That's quite the
damn.
All right. Well,
is this truly a deal breaker? I mean, Brittany, are you seeing this as some kind of larger indicator about his personality?
Yeah.
Yes, you should have seen the glow in his eyes that came out when it was like a game. I mean, and this is for brackets and a thing. Imagine if we're like doing something else that's competitive. I mean, life is a competition. I get that. But you need to be able to control it. You put parameters on stuff. And
you wanted to laugh at it, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can't just not have fun with life. I mean, life is serious. I get it. But if you can't laugh about a bracket, then and mascots and oranges and frogs, then what are you going to laugh about?
They don't call it bracketology for nothing.
That's so funny.
I like that line. That's good. I'm going to start using that.
There were gift cards on the line.
Yeah. Some good ones, too, I'm sure. All right. Well,
I learned my lesson. I won't go out during March Madness again.
You could avoid dating during March Madness.
Brittany, next time, use which city would you rather live in?
Oh, that's a fun
one. That's a good one.
Okay.
You'll always end up with somewhere in Florida winning, probably.
California,
somewhere warm.
Yeah.
Hawaii every year.
Hawaii's not even in it.
It might be some year.
Okay. Well. All right. Well, Chris, there you go. It was the overcompetitiveness.
Chris, your need to excel in life was too much for her, I think, is what we just found out.
Yeah, apparently she wants a loser. I have nothing else to say.
Just date an Iowa fan. That's what we need to do.
Wow.
If they had electricity over there and they could listen to this show, I'd say one of them should call in. And they don't have phones either.
They have all of that.
All right,
I doubt it.
Chris, thank you for...
They still have rotary dial phones if they have them.
Thank you, Chris, for getting a hold of the show about Datum or Dump 'Em. We wish you the best in dating and also in your bracket with the tournament.
I'm doing good so far, guys.
Good
hey,
deal.
Hey, yeah. I'll be at Longwell's for the championship game. I'll hook you up with one of those beverages. So come down. Come hang out. We're doing a party down there.
Perfect. I'll come by.
Yeah, and Brittany, thank you for listening to our show. We greatly appreciate you and jumping on with us, too.
You're awesome, girl.
Thank you. I'm sure there's non-bracket-loving people out there. I'm fine with it.
he'll find someone.
You need to add that to your account on Match.com.
I will be editing it shortly.
Non-bracket-loving person, thank you.
I do not get overly competitive about brackets, but I mean, that's relatable, right? There are some things we all just take way too seriously.
Yeah. Also, the bracketology thing, like, that's fun, man. There are people like my guy Bill Hooks, who's my co-host on ESPN.
Yeah.
This is Christmas for him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is the greatest couple weeks of the year every year, and he loves
so
doing
much
this.
Fun.
But you have even said, doesn't sometimes the person who picks it randomly do better?
Sometimes, although I'll be honest, like she was talking about picking by mascot. I love it when people do that because that's easy money. That's just a $10 donation to my fund. Like you go to town. I have more of those people, the merrier, as far as I'm concerned.
Didn't you say your wife won by not knowing anything?
My kid got like second place one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's far and few between, though.
We'll talk more about your overcompetitiveness coming up. Brought to you by Certified Transmission. And if you need our help with Datum or Dump 'Em, just let us know, Facebook or Twitter.
It's looking nice today. 62 will be our high. Cloudy early, then we should see some sunshine later. It's 40 right now.
JP, Lauren, Huskernick, your cash and concerts keyword for this hour is straight. STRAIGHT. Get on our website at KZKX.com for a chance to see Old Dominion's coming up. See Brothers Osborne live, Lincoln on the Streets, or $1,000, or both would be great to have. And there are people that are very competitive about this game and other games, and that was the issue for Brittany with Chris because he was complaining about her mascot bracket that she filled out.
She was not taking it sufficiently serious enough.
I wish I would have asked her because sometimes this will happen, like, because she thinks it's funny, which is cool, but if she, like, was making fun of other people that were taking it seriously, it might have offended him a little bit
and
he was probably going a little bananas over that. And probably being a bit of a jerk because of it. I've seen that happen before. but I don't know.
So we thought we'd ask you about your overly competitiveness, whether it's you or someone you know, at 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, I think my husband almost broke up with me very early on in our relationship because we played mini golf.
That's right. You're not.
I have seen you
play
mini golf. You are competitive.
Not anymore. Not even.
Really?
Oh my gosh. I don't even care now. That is not even.
You about
threw
your clubs the first time we played in that competition.
That is true. I have mellowed a lot.
Wow. So that's awesome.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. You or someone you know who is overly competitive. We'll get your calls coming up. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter to join the conversation about your overly competitiveness. After Old Dominion, it's Hotel Key, it's Kix.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Overly competitive. That's what was going on with Chris and Brittany in Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. So we wanted to hear from you, 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, your example of overly competitiveness. It could be you or someone you know.
Emily on Twitter says, my rule is no competitive dates until we're official. They don't need to see that side of me that early.
And on the phone with us, we have, because he just texted me, British Husker Nick. Nick Percy, who
good.
Is a thrower with the University of Nebraska and also from England. And he is, you're dating Aubrey Corder, right?
Yes, I am.
The goalie for the Husker soccer team. And tell everybody what your overly competitiveness is going on with you and Aubrey.
Well, it kind of comes down all aspects of life. But from the mention of the putt-putt tournament, me and Aubrey actually have a tournament going over for over a year now. And currently I'm winning 3-2 against her.
In putt-putt?
For over putt-putt. A year? Well, I mean, there's a couple things there. You've only played 5 times in a year?
we have to make it like the PGA Tour. Like, we played 2 games over in England, and we played 3 in Nebraska. Like, we had the international tour as well to fit in.
And by the way, they're super busy college athletes.
That's true.
So that doesn't help. So this is what happens when two alphas start dating each other.
That's true.
I think is what we just found out.
Now, you said you're up 3-2.
No, there's only one alpha in the relationship. We know this.
Oh, but you love her, right?
Oh.
You love your alpha.
What'd you say, Lauren?
So you say you're up 3-2 or she's up 3-2?
I'm up 3-2.
So when's the next part of the tournament?
When the weather in Nebraska starts to improve again.
It's going to be 74 degrees on Wednesday.
Well, then Wednesday we may have our next tournament.
Well, hey, good luck, man. Nick, thanks for calling in. We may have to have you come to our mini golf tournament that we've got coming up.
Yes,
that'd be great.
We have a mini golf tournament coming up for Fresh Start Home. Let's talk to you about that. That'd be fun to have.
We'll talk to you about that, all right?
All right, Aubrey and I will be there.
Perfect. Thanks, man. So that's your overly competitive. So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. We'll get more of those coming up.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Tell us how you or someone you know is overly competitive. 466-9696, Facebook and Twitter. More of your calls coming up next.
A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
So we've had shoot, straight, and now we have burn.
Burn.
You are in.
Burn's your new word for $1,000 or Brothers Osborne tickets for their show Lincoln on the Streets. We want to hear from you as well right now about your overly competitiveness. Chris was very disappointed in Brittany's mascot challenge bracket.
She was not taking it sufficiently seriously enough.
Not for him, at least. So we wanted to know from you, 466-9696 for Facebook and Twitter. You or someone you know who's overly competitive. Good morning.
Yes, my mother-in-law gets very angry if she loses, but she cries if she beats you.
What?
Because she's very empathetic. She's very empathetic. She won't play with anybody because she gets very, very, very angry if she loses, but if she wins, she cries.
Like, I feel so bad for you because you've lost.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
No games. You're not allowed to play games.
Nope.
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope.
Banned for life from playing games.
That's terrible. In the Gregith household, I have two younger brothers and then my mother. We are Trivia Pursuit mavens. Oh. And if we lose or are losing, it's like we're looking at each other like, would you start pulling your end of the deal? Like everybody. So then my mom gets...
Why are we on a team together?
Right. So my mom's mad now because she's like pretty much trained... Trev, Derek, and I to be super good at trivia. And now we only play boys versus girls because of all the everybody's married and everything.
Oh,
and
it yeah.
Splits us up. And my mom's always mad she can never be on our team. So then when she starts losing.
I made you.
Oh, yeah. Listen, if I act like a poor sport during trivia, 100% my mom's fault. Like, that's where I got it.
Ooh. We're 669-696 or Facebook and Twitter.
And it's Nicholas, I made you.
You are someone you know who's overly competitive. We'll give you some tickets. Have some fun with us after Thomas Rhett. More of your calls, 466-9696. Thomas Rhett, 12 in a row, Kix 76.9 with JP, Lauren, Husker, Nick. Your overly competitiveness. You can let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, Fresh 402 says, my wife and I compete on who can stay in bed the longest while the kids are screaming that they're hungry.
That's real. You go.
That's a legit you conversation. It's like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Hi, Kix.
Oh, my Lanta, I am horrible. I'm not going to lie. Like, me and my family, we can't play games together. We get so overly competitive with each other. We get mad and won't talk to each other for weeks.
And it's legit. Her dad, like, will gloat for almost a month and nobody will talk to him because of that. Overly competitive. 466-9696 for Facebook and Twitter. Get more of your calls coming up. Now, Chris Jansen, buy me a boat. It's Kix.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix
96.9. It's a battle that happens everywhere where people are going insane. And it's for a board game.
There was a Uno got a little testy at my house last night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Testy Uno?
My oldest son ended up stomping off and going to bed.
Okay, that's funny. Mm-hmm. But that happens. People get overly competitive about things.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets that from you in your mini golf.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
We want to know from you, Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969, your overly competitiveness. Because that's what happened with Datum or Dump. I mean, Chris was overly competitive about the bracket thing, and Brittany was just filling out the mascot bracket.
Brittany was just trying to have fun, and he was taking it very seriously and did not appreciate that she was not taking it as seriously as he was.
And we legit have back-to-back, like, competitive pregnant people.
You don't get less competitive just because you're pregnant.
No, that's true.
That's getting a little personal. But I work for an insurance company where everything we do is all commission-based.
Okay.
Well, Tuesday I found out I was pregnant, but they said it might not be a good pregnancy. So Wednesday I had to go in for an ultrasound, and I found out it was an ectopic pregnancy, and I had to have emergency surgery.
Wow.
Well, that day I was in the middle of closing two different accounts and enrolling another account.
Okay.
And so before my surgery, it was in Omaha, I drove down back to Lincoln, and they're like, you need to be back here at 10 o'clock, and it's already 8:30, and I'm like, I can make it. So I drove down here, had a company sign the paperwork I needed to sign, picked up my boyfriend, went back to Omaha, made a couple phone calls so I could have agents cover things. I was FaceTiming people while the nurses were getting me ready. And then after my surgery, I called another company and had them sign more paperwork while I was still just waking up from anesthesia so I could win the end of the quarter.
Wow.
Look at you. Yeah.
But you closed your deals, didn't you?
Dang right I did. I hit my goal already.
Were
you a little nervous about making calls while anesthesia was wearing off? I mean, we've all seen those videos of people saying ridiculous things.
Well, I figured if she's letting me come out there tomorrow, I think we're good.
Okay.
That's
true.
That's amazing how competitive she is.
Yes, it is.
And then
give me like 15 more minutes for the anesthesia to wear off and we're back on.
And then I lead into this competitive pregnant person with this.
Yeah, well, the son of a just slammed into me.
No, he didn't slam into you. He didn't bump you. He didn't nudge you. He rubbed you. Yep. And Robin's son is racing.
Robin's racing. Good morning.
It's actually my husband and I, but we kind of knew that when we first started dating. But when I was pregnant with our first daughter, you're not supposed to go on the go-kart.
Uh-huh.
So I was only like 13 weeks pregnant, and I was beating him, so he crashed into me so he could win at the end.
Whoa.
Even though I was pregnant.
But what? You couldn't lose. What are you going to do? Just let him win?
No, he spun me out. I was crossing the finish line. He crashed into me so that he could go first.
He hit the pregnant lady.
Oh, wow. That's
funny.
He hit the pregnant lady.
That's overly competitive.
They also lied and said she wasn't pregnant so that she could race at all. Because
you're not supposed to race when you're pregnant?
Uh-huh.
and you guys brought it up off the air about
my overly competitiveness. Are very, very competitive. Every year we are lucky enough to be part of the St. Monica's Amazing Chase,
yep.
which is so fun. And the
it's supposed
most,
to be fun.
It is supposed to be fun.
Not fun.
JP takes it very seriously.
It's crazy. You like walk down the hallway and I feel bad for you sometimes. We get in that race and you're like in a, like... And Usain Bolt dead sprint down the freaking street. And I'm like, where did this come from? What? My God.
Up. Think of a chance to win that thing. I've never won that race.
We came
I've
in been fourth. Doing it.
I know.
The closest we ever got was fourth.
I've been doing that
when
race
he's around
for
Matt McKay,
years.
Too, in an event. He's always super competitive. That's really funny.
Our sister station, KFRX. Yeah, no, I get competitive with Matt. I don't know, just little things here and there that do it for me.
Just get you going.
You can let us know your overly competitiveness as well on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.